Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house, hot diggity dough, and mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And let me mention what the weather is going to be for you today on this Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. It is actually going to turn out to be rather nice today. We still have some fog out there in the city. Now, the fog advisory stays in effect until 9 o'clock. Maybe by then it'll lift and the sun make way for some beautiful sunshine. Today, 75. Oh, yes. If I can enjoy, enjoy that. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow it's going to feel more like this time of year. Our temps are looking very, very seasonable, and the 80s, 80, 81, low to mid, I mean, that's cool. That feels just like this time of year. This morning caught everybody by surprise when it was in the 30s, and you just don't know how to dress for it. And I would say that 36 degrees and 37 is cold, okay? We're up to 39 now in Nashville. So if you can get through this early morning cold, by this afternoon you will have a beautiful, absolutely beautiful Easter Sunday with your family. And many families have gathered, and some have coming in from out of town to visit and to spend the weekend together. And of course, you know, Easter Sunday is the reason that brings them here. They're traveling. I have some family that is just traveled to come and see me, and that is the only reason why I broke out the big pots and pans.
All right.
Okay. That is the only reason. Had they not said to me, I think I'm going to come. I said, okay, that means I'm going to have to fix some good stuff because, you know, food is a part of our get-togethers.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all's, but, you know, when family see each other, they'd be like, okay, what are we going to eat?
Right.
Yeah. I love you, but what are we going to eat? So, and many of you will be fellowshipping together amongst family and friends today, so I just hope that you all have a very blessed and peaceful day, and enjoy the ones that you're with. Let me reset the table for you this morning. Reverend Valencia Jordan, pastor of Phillips Chapel CME Church, which is located at
97 Lewis Street
in South Nashville. And service starts at
10 a.m.
Oh, they'll have time to get there.
Yes.
And Reverends Gino and Corrine Gardner of Generation Now Church, located at
415 South Bradley Street. It's the Bradley Academy Museum, Historical African American Museum in Murfreesboro.
That is so beautiful. They turned that into a museum.
Yes, ma'am.
I am excited about that.
Amen.
That they have a black museum in Murfreesboro, Nashville. I'm just saying. And it's full of black history.
It is.
In Murfreesboro.
In Murfreesboro.
Okay. Now, how far is that from here?
About 30 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
About 30 minutes.
See, smaller community than Nashville.
Absolutely.
I'm stirring.
stirring in your big pot.
That's the big pot, ain't it?
I just have this thing about the civil rights history of Nashville and the history that Nashville, particularly black Nashville, has endured. I'm like, there's so much that's come through here, and also back into slavery times, etc., that it just doesn't, it just, you know. But I'm sure there's others that feel that way. Anyway, having said that, now, last Sunday we had Women at the Cross show, and I had two women pastors here. and or two women of the community of faith. And they discussed the women at the cross during the time leading up to the resurrection and in Jesus' ministry. Now, let me start with you all on the Holy Week and what the Christian experience has been through this last week, from last week to today, mm-hmm. and why is today the day that we're all, this is our high day in Christendom. Why is it, and you explain it the way that you will to your church family, Reverend Gino.
So the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the gospel of Jesus Christ is in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? So we express the gospel as the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The victory of it all lies in the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we emphasize his whole experience from the point of birth, coming to earth, his life, his ministry,
yeah.
his involvement in the community, his rejection from believers,
yes.
right? His embracing the sick, healing the... give them the whole story of Christ, and then leading up to the week of his crucifixion before mm-hmm. he went to court.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, right? He had folk that the same people when he entered into Jerusalem, the mm-hmm. same ones, family members he healed and delivered and da-da-da-da, the same ones that said crucify him. Mm-hmm. Some of them in that sect. Some of them, not all. I can't pinpoint all of them, but the believers in that entry were looking for a king that was going to overthrow the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Right? But he said, I came to save your soul from being lost and sick.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So hence he again went in trial. Going on, crucify him, give us Barabbas. We don't want him. He's a blasphemer. He lied. He didn't come to do what we thought he was going to do. Get him out of our life. We don't want him. Goes to the cross, endures the cross for me and you. Bloodshed as prophesied from the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do it as a sheep led to the shearer. He humbled himself to the cross. Said not a word, yet he humbled himself mm-hmm. to die, but yet rise. So we talk about this in the full experience of he said and completed what he said he was going to do.
For our sins.
For our sins.
That's the depth. And I know that you all are co-pastors. So can you touch and agree and give us some of what you will share with your congregants today?
Yes, ma'am. And I think it's important for us to remember, like Pastor Gino was saying, that the same ones that were crying Hosanna, mm-hmm. that were praising him, that were giving thanks, some of those same ones, not even a couple days later, mm-hmm. were shouting crucify him.
Mm-hmm.
And so to just understand what Jesus went through during that time, understanding that, you know, some people like to say he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have to do it. He
mm-hmm.
did have to endure the cross for our sins. And so understanding the love and the sacrifice that Jesus paid and the example that he set,
mm-hmm.
you know, just remembering that this week, it just brings about a gratefulness in
yeah.
the hearts of God's people, understanding what he went through on the
yes.
cross, the agony, the shame,
yeah.
the disappointment, all these feelings that we feel today.
Right.
And just understanding, bringing that to the present day.
Right.
Because he lives, we can live. Because
mm-hmm.
he got up, we can get up from any situation that we find ourselves
yeah.
in. The situation didn't come to kill or destroy us, but we can rise as well because Jesus rose.
Amen. Amen. Now, Reverend Jordan, when you present your message for today, where will you go scripturally?
Well, I guess I should have been here last week. I really try to recapture, you know, everything from Palm Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Moving forward,
mm-hmm.
The understanding of Monday, Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus said,
"What is Monday, Thursday?"
It's when basically Jesus
yeah.
is letting them know
mm-hmm.
this is what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Happen. You might not like it,
right.
but it is going to happen.
Okay.
And so, you know, then we get to Good Friday, which in our hearts, we'll say, why is it called Good Friday right. when such a terrible thing happened? So those are the pieces that you have to understand in order. My message is the revelation of the resurrection, but you have to understand chronologically mm-hmm. how you get to
yes.
him rising again.
Right.
And so, you know, just so... I'm really talking about one of the Marys who was, you mm-hmm. know, there and as much as some people don't want to acknowledge the woman's place in ministry, mm-hmm. but as you've said, even with the women who were followers of Christ mm-hmm. and all that they did to support his ministry and mm-hmm. to be, in essence, his hands and feet and, you know, to share the gospel, mm-hmm. to just understand all, you know, what all of that means and just the different things that we see in the gospel according to John, which mm-hmm. actually highlights this one particular story and how, you know, this woman, this Mary, what his ministry meant mm-hmm. to her, even, mm-hmm. you know, in the sorrow of seeing her Lord on the cross and looking, you know, trying to figure out where is he when the stone is unrolled,
right? Yeah.
And, you know, mistaking him for someone else. What yeah. does all of that mean?
Right.
And so it's like Pastor Gardner said, just making sure that we can connect the dots
yes.
in terms of where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have to be able to connect it. It's just like we were at the church yesterday, and as you know, the community, mm-hmm. As I was going in with my daughter, there was a gentleman walking by the sidewalk, which is not unusual. But as he crossed our path, as I was going up the steps to the church, he just yelled out. He said, I don't celebrate any holidays, but I do celebrate Easter.
Really?
And I said, bless your heart.
That's great.
So, but you know, we are so.
Yeah.
You know, we're so tight on what that message means, but
yes.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, this is someone who probably hasn't set foot in a church
yeah.
in God knows who,
yeah.
how long.
Yeah.
But he has enough sense and wherewithal to know
mm-hmm.
this is a significant
wow.
Sunday
wow.
that is coming
wow.
up.
Wow.
And for him to have the presence of mind, most time, I don't look like a pastor, so he's like just saying, I don't know who she is. She's just walking up the stairs. I'm just going to say it anyway.
Right.
Throw it out there. And so they laugh all the time because, you know, they're like, I wanted to come see the pastor. I was like, okay, you're looking at me. They're like, oh. So, yeah.
And then I have the nerve to ask you about basketball.
I don't get as many... basketball initially, oh my God!
You know she was a coach at TSU.
Everybody wanted tickets to the games. You know, when is homecoming? When is it? Yeah, so
no, they wanted you to play for America. That's what they wanted.
Turn around.
TSU keeps me on my knees.
I know at the altar. I know. So the Lord put you where you're supposed to be for
yes.
sure, and you as well, Reverend Gino and Mrs. Corinne. Gardner. A lot of what you all have said, you know, there's some key elements to, you know, the sacrifice, the betrayal, you know, people stabbing you. I mean, there's so much for y'all to pull out that people can compare to, you know, getting a second chance,
correct.
You know, when your friends... who's going to be there with you at the bitter end? I mean, there's a lot. So is that what you all, as you're discussing, is that where you're going to pull from and you're going to pull out some characteristics, behavior, human behavior?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because, see, when the disciples had scattered on Mary, she was still...
Jesus.
She was still there.
It's the women at the cross.
Absolutely.
And it has to go from just being a story of what happened to real life
yes.
situations.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jesus had a choice.
Yeah.
He's like, I want sacrifice. Yes. But I mean, he could have said no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, even though that wasn't God's divine plan, but I mean, just imagine.
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't be sitting here right now having any of these conversations. Because, you know, it wouldn't be us. Mm. You know, we wouldn't exist probably. Maybe. I don't know. But the thought is to me, there's so much that, you know, you all could do sermons from now to the rest of the year just on, you know, that road to the cross and to the resurrection on human behavior.
Yeah.
There's so much. There's so much. When we come back from the break, we want to talk about what?
I was going to help you with that.
Okay.
If for some reason he had not gone through with it, then the world as we know it would be in chaos.
Well, either that or wouldn't exist at all. I mean,
well, I choose to say chaos because without the resurrection, there's no separation between us as followers of Christ and any other religion.
Right.
So
right.
The world is in chaos because everyone is leaning onto their own understanding of worship and whatever God.
Right. Or God's.
God's. There you go. Little G.
Little G.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that's the case, you the payroll.
So for my
we
Baptist.
We will be making bricks.
So
can
I do this for my Baptist roots?
Yeah.
He got up with all power. There we go. There we go.
There it is. Everybody knows that's what happens in.
It's gonna happen. It's happening. What time is it?
It already happened. Some church.
There it is.
He got up.
Yeah. 6 a.m. the sunrise service. Yeah.
I grew up with that.
He arose. He been arose, honey. Here you
are. Oh yeah.
It's 8:30 now.
The biscuits
and rolls,
too. Come on now.
You so late up at that radio station.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we come back from the break, I want to continue our discussion. And this time, I want to spend time on the amazement of the people when they rolled the stone away and he was not there. I can hear it now. Girl, would you, brother? Jesus ain't even up in there. I mean, you could just imagine what the people, the amazement and astonishment that, you know, the people must have felt and the feelings that they had to know that he actually did what he said he was going to do. Go figure.
Hmm.
Look at us. He said he did what he said he was going to do. Lord have mercy. We want to thank you. Anyway, we're going to take, I'm going to offer the audience a chance to call, or they might be just digging the conversation today. I don't know. If you have a question or comment, want to speak to the guest, 615-329-8810. We're taking the time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Support for WFSK comes from SAG Funeral Home. SAG Funeral Home now has opened their own crematory services. They are also committed to pass on the savings to our customers, providing and serving all communities within a 50-mile radius of Nashville. SAG Funeral Home also provides full traditional funeral services. For more information, contact SAG Funeral Home at sagfuneral@gmail.com.
www.thefoundlinesarenewcastle.com or call 615-244-5044. Visit our website at sagfuneralhome.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/sagfuneralhome.
Say happy birthday to WFSK during our Spring Fun Drive. Now through April 30th, you may make your tax-deductible birthday bucks minimum donation of $46 during this month. That's only $1 per year for each of our years of public radio service to Nashville. Or give at any level to support the station. Our goal this year is for 500 donors to give $46. Call us now to donate by phone at 615-329-8754. Again, that's 615-329-8754 or online at WFSKFM.org. Thanks for listening and supporting jazz music in Nashville.
We're calling all vendors for the upcoming Fisk Food and Music Festival on Saturday, June 29th. We're accepting applications right now on a first-come, first-served basis for food and non-food vendors with reasonable rates for early birds. The Fisk Food and Music Festival is the place to be in the good old summertime for outstanding music performances in a family-friendly atmosphere on the Grove. Free admission and free parking. Enjoy the Thomas Kane Band, Trumpeter Ryan Montano, all the way from L.A., saxophonist Donald Hayes, and headlining our annual Fisk Festival is number one recording artist Ben Tankard. For more information and details about the upcoming Fisk Food and Music Festival, visit our website at WFSKFM.org or give us a call at 615-329-8754. The Fisk Food and Music Festival, Saturday, June 29th. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And we are having a discussion this morning, our annual 411 Show Resurrection Sunday broadcast. We've covered a lot of territory today. If you have been listening, I'm so happy to have you listening. Let me say hey, hey to the global family listening at WFSKFM.org. And while you're there listening, because we have some thousands of people that listen online, can you all hit that donate button sometime, like two times, dun. And,
James Brown.
Yeah, do some James Brown on the donate button. And we want some Benjamins up in here. How else can I express that we need you to make some tax-deductible donations to support the station? I have donate buttons everywhere on that website. And if I need to put more, I'm happy to put more bumpers on there for you. If you can't find it, I will put 10 more on there just to make sure that you support us as part of our online services at WFSK. I have to pay. It's not free. And this music consumes a lot of bandwidth, a lot. And the more people that listen, the more it costs. So, in addition, with our last drive we did, we were able to go and purchase 7 brand new high-powered machines for the offices at WFSK. And our students, when they come in to work, they don't have to work with antiquated anything, because we want the children to be ready. And I know, Reverend Jordan, I know you know, as working with TSU in education for a long time, the children have to be ready in order to be effective and compete.
Having the tools is everything.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And my students, and we're going to go back to the subject in a second, that come in as interns, they are hungry. They want to know, can I make money doing this? Show me what, there are specific things that they have been asking us, because we assess when they come in, what is it they want to learn, and, why it's important, and everybody's not going to be on the mic.
That's out. You have to learn how to do some other skills because the way this business has changed so dramatically. And there are so many things that at first we couldn't really help them with because we didn't have the equipment. But we have the things, a lot of them, that we need now. And they are so technology-wise, they are... It's been helpful to them to have these things around them so they don't have to look over to over yonder in Beulah land over there and say, oh, is the grass show is greener over there? No, it isn't. It's the same color here.
Gotta
same grass, same color. So, you know, don't think that their microphones are the bomb better because we got the same stuff. I want them to have that thought process and mindset. So they won't be saying I'm getting inferior because it's black. I get really like I'm over that. I'm over that. And it's because I've experienced it working over in corporate and non-corporate. And the thought process is absolute insanity. I know TSU are nearby friends down the street. I know you all have. It's not perfect, but you all have been blessed on that campus to have some beautiful facilities and technology and various things that you need there. It's not everything, but y'all are doing well.
It makes a difference. We would do our students a disservice if we did not send them out better than when they came.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of a proud alum in this city, for sure. And they let you know, go Big Blue.
Absolutely. All the time.
I got a lot of friends, and I'm like, never mind. I don't have to wonder where y'all went. Anyway, this morning, we want to reintroduce the guest pastors, Reverend Gino and Corinne Gardner of Generation Now Church in Murfreesboro, located at...
415 South Bradley, South Academy Street, my apologies, the Bradley Academy Museum. It's in Murfreesboro,
Tennessee. Now, where is that off of?
Right off of Broad Street. So right down downtown, in the downtown area. It's not far from the...
Okay. It's like old Fort Parkway. You come in off of there from the interstate?
You can. Okay. You can get off, actually, on... if you're coming off the interstate, coming from Nashville, probably the best route could be Church.
Mm-hmm.
Get off on Church.
Is that the first exit?
It's not, but it's a couple of churches, probably a couple exits down from, maybe exit down from New Salem, and then prior to New Salem, it is Medical Parkway.
Oh, okay.
Things of that nature. And so you'll pass Medical Parkway, you'll pass Old Fort, then you'll pass New Salem, and then Church.
Okay.
Yep, and then Church, you can actually exit and then take it down to Broad. Mm-hmm. And we're right there in the downtown area.
Murfreesboro done blew up and got some exits.
It's got exits all over the place. Yeah, it done blew up.
Wow.
It's very, very, very expansive.
Man, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. And also in the studio is Reverend Valencia Jordan. She's the pastor of Phillips Chapel CME Church, which is located at
97 Lewis Street, Nashville. Okay.
And service today is at
10 a.m.
And Reverend Gardner, what time?
11:20.
Oh, so y'all be back just in time.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Change and fly.
Yeah. Well, you're not wearing He Is Risen t-shirts to church today? Come on now.
She didn't want to, so we couldn't do it.
Oh.
We're going to wear them after church.
Well, I understand. I felt so much better, Reverend Jordan, when I saw them come in their He Is Risen t-shirts. Because Reverend Jordan.
I know, they look good.
Reverend Jordan is clean as the day is long.
I know it. Look at
Reverend,
I'm telling
in these t-shirts, mine says overcomer.
There you go.
So, I mean, we're in our Jesus t-shirts, and you really represent, and that color is beautiful on you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now let me get back serious. It's hard sometimes, you know. I had a rough week. We have been discussing quite a bit today, and I asked the guests before the break if they could specifically some of the characteristics and human behavior that took place during that Holy Week and during that time, if they can tie that into today when you're trying to teach somebody that this was 2,000 years ago, but this stuff is still relevant in your life right now. So, Reverend Corrine, I'm going to start with you. What can you pull out that could be something that you would be able to teach on or to give an example to?
I think what I would pull out is the fact that when the women went to the tomb and found it empty. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of time when they were saying, you know, where is he? And the emotion that came behind trying to figure out what happened. Did he really do what he said he was going to do?
Right.
And I think even in our own lives, if we think about it, there's been times where we've been praying and asking God to do things and to come through for us.
Yeah.
And almost when he does it, we like, oh, Lord, you really did that,
right,
Lord?
Right.
The Lord really came through. And it's like, where was your faith the whole time?
Right.
You know that God said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
And he said that he's, you know, there for us when we need him. And he's going to always come through.
Amen.
And so I think we forget that, you know, every time that we've needed God, he's always been there. He's always come through. And he's always did exactly what he said he's going to do. So why would he stop?
Amen. Amen. Reverend Jordan, what would you pick out?
You know, I would pick out the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I think quite often we don't acknowledge the sacrifices that have been made
mm-hmm.
for us so that, and because we know better, we can do better.
Yeah.
And I think even for, you know, Jesus to say that, you know, or for the word to say that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us,
mm-hmm.
To know that, you know, in our sorrow and whatever it is that we go through, we can move on. We can get by because of the sacrifices that have been made
mm-hmm.
for us and to, you know, to trust in his word, to trust in the example that has been set before us.
Well, what about, I mean, and you say sacrifice nowadays, and can you make it?
I think we are more selfish.
Okay.
And so I think if we teach more sacrificial living and giving.
And what that entails.
And so I think it's just like it says, the more you give, the more you receive.
Right.
Sometimes we're short of our blessings because we don't sacrifice
mm-hmm.
in the way that we should.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sacrifice, obviously, in the way that Jesus sacrificed for us,
right.
even in just in terms of forgiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, he washed the feet of the ones who were going to betray him.
Which is so amazing. I mean, it's just amazing when you think about it.
But
that.
Even, I mean, just the story of forgiveness and We don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's a huge element for us to pull from mm-hmm. from this story.
Definitely. Reverend Gino?
I would say the agony, probably the pain to fulfill your purpose in life, because he had a purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? And in that purpose, it was so many different dynamics that hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew. Yet it still hurt.
Right.
Yet he agonized with it
mm-hmm.
in Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, if this be your will, let this cup pass for me. But nevertheless, let thine will be done. Not
mm-hmm.
my will, your will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard dynamic in life when you're faced with so much difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're looking at life like, what's next, man? If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
You're looking at life in such a negative sense, and the fact that he was still able to positively bless his neighbors and friends and still persevere to the cross.
Yes.
In spite of, led him to the purpose that we fulfill.
Yes.
Things that we're able to enjoy because of what he went through. And I think that's what you can pull a lot of purpose out of pain and agony if you continue
mm-hmm.
to persevere.
Amen.
Find a hope. That's end of the road.
Those are some excellent characteristics to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have instilled in someone.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of that is valuable information that you all gave. And that is a constant work that you have to constantly remind yourself of this. And I would hope that some people will walk it and not just talk it, because that's what ends up happening. You know, we got... plenty of yak, but no action. And, you know, that's where the rubber hits the road, because we're setting examples for our children and our neighborhood. We're getting ready to take our last time out. Luke chapter 24, verses 2 and 3, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Support for WFSK comes from SAG Funeral Home. SAG Funeral Home now has opened their own crematory services. They are also committed to pass on the savings to our customers, providing and serving all communities within a 50-mile radius of Nashville. SAG Funeral Home also provides full traditional funeral services. For more information, contact SAG Funeral Home at sagfuneral@gmail.com or call 615-244-5044. Visit our website at sagfuneralhome.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/sagfuneralhome.
Keep listening to Jazzy 88 WFSK for your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Kenny G live at the Ryman Saturday, June 22nd, 8 p.m. Your opportunity to win could happen at any moment on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from the Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center, presenting Boney James Honestly Tour Spring 2019 on Wednesday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. Saxophonist Boney James returns for another night of smooth and sultry jazz, showcasing music from his latest album, Honestly, along with the selections from his 25-year career, influenced by funk, classic soul, and contemporary jazz. James is a magnetic performer with a sound that crosses genres and generations. Boney James at the Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center, Wednesday evening, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets and details, visit Ticketmaster.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And a quick reminder to you that our Fisk Festival is coming, and we hope that you will put us on your event calendar for Saturday, June the 29th. If you're a vendor, a food vendor, a non-food vendor, could y'all please start getting your applications in? I hate to be honest all the time, but, you know, come on. Move a little quicker. I call myself trying to start early, but everybody waits until 2 weeks before. And it helps me so much if you don't. The Fisk Food and Music Festival is held out here on the Grove, on the grounds. You bring your own lawn chair, and you groove it on the Grove with us. Free admission and free parking. And we are delighted, tickled to death, to have headlining our festival our dear friend, number one recording artist, Mr. Ben Tankard, who y'all know him very well, don't you?
Absolutely.
And how do you all know him?
That was our pastor for 4 years. He's our spiritual covering now.
Yes, okay. Yes. Well, I'm tickled to death to have him you know, and I didn't corner him, but I did have him in here on his birthday. He was Artist of the Week, and, you know, yep. I was just talking about this festival and stuff, and, you know, I just, during the break, you know, I can work stealthily. And I was like, man, we sure would. And look at the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at you, Jesus.
Working.
And then a week or so later, he became number one. Mm-hmm. And I said, now see, now, look at you, Lord. This man has never had a number one song in his life in 30 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all over the country on the Billboard charts, baby.
I'm telling you.
And I know because we report.
Right.
So I know how significant that is.
Right.
It's major. And having him perform for us, we have other groups that will be coming, including a gospel singer, she goes to your church, right?
That's correct.
Can't think of her name.
Blair Whitlow.
Yeah, Blair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, she sings where?
Well, she's a former Fisk graduate and sang with the Fisk Choir. Might have been one of the Jubilee Singers, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But she leads praise and worship.
Okay, I heard she's excellent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So Blair's going to open up for
us.
Always the Fisk Festival, this is our fourth. We always start with a gospel opening because we need to have the Lord bless it. Real good. And it's family oriented, so you can, you know, we have a kids area and, you know, our vendors and picnic tables and, you know, we've got great community support, Parks Department, the Frisch Center, the Metro Human Relations Commission, our community partners, Meharry. Who else?
Quite a few.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Quite a few.
What's the date of the event?
The date is June 29th. And it's a family style atmosphere, and we just have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And the music is great.
Yes.
And the musicians are excellent, and professional musicians, all of them. And we have a stage and the whole shebang, and everybody has a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And out here in the Grove area, free parking, free admission.
Speaking of music, though. Pastor Gino, how's the music coming?
I haven't put out any music in so long. You know what? Since we started the church, it's been on pause.
Yeah.
And I have so much music just waiting to be released. It just has not. And it will be coming. Just don't know when.
That's okay. I just thought I'd, you know, give it that nudge.
Don't start him up.
Give you
Reverend
that nudge.
Yeah. Don't start him up.
Yeah.
Now, if Reverend Jordan sings 2X, should she not tell you she has a CD?
She has to submit it.
Oh, wow.
Let me
tell you this.
Wow. Are you a singing pastor?
I have the best kept secrets in the land.
Okay.
And singing is not one of them.
Oh, okay. So you don't sing when you preach.
And she says singing is not one of them. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry. A pastor who happens to sing. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
I tried.
Okay.
But no. I'm going to leave that to Brother Jesus.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it to my wife.
Okay.
See?
Oh,
see, I knew it had.
I said,
they look like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tag team there,
yes.
I tell you. Because, you know, there is no just Gino.
Absolutely.
It's not.
Talk to us.
That's obvious.
Okay. Make that clear.
It's not.
Thank you, Lord.
And there is no just Kareem.
That's right.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute. Your birthday, somebody's birthday was a week. There it is. Okay. Yeah.
When?
On the 15th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I am not just like you.
Thank you.
That's not my strong suit. I can talk you to death, though, but I'm not trying to bust no notes out.
Yeah, now, I didn't say I couldn't. I can carry. Now, they get me going. I just try
you'll
not
work
to.
With it, won't you?
So, now, today, are you gonna sing at the cross today?
I let the Spirit lead me.
There you go.
Or the blood that gives me strength.
Give me strength from day to day.
Yeah. Is that your favorite one?
I love it. One of my top now.
Yeah. Really? What about you, Corinne?
Definitely
like
one of my top.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite Easter song?
You just, look,
any of them.
I'm old
you
school.
Break it
so,
out.
You know,
break it out.
I just be up there.
Because you just, this time of year, I just start
absolutely.
Singing them.
Oh,
yes. You know, you just are so, it's so ingrained in you. You just start, and everybody hums them and thinks about them, you know. But them songs, you know, I don't care what time of year it is.
Oh, yeah.
I love hearing, you know, those songs because it makes me remember what the reason for the season is. Romans chapter 6, verse 8 through 11. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. Mm-hmm. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. There's a lot there, and folks have a lot to deal with daily in their lives. We have a little bit of time left this morning, and so many, I want to go back to a subject at hand that we were discussing during the first segment, and that is the dealing with, you've all described the characteristics, the scripture, different things of that nature. But folks are going to pick up their crosses after service or after they've eaten or whatever, and they're going to carry them back and be sitting at home, woe is me, and here's my cross, and etc. I need some inspiration from you today, Reverend Corrine Gardner. So I will be picking up my cross as soon as 9 o'clock comes and get all down and out and be jealous and angry if I look at Facebook on everybody's happy smiling faces and their new outfits and them everything, hairdos. I'm trying not to keep from picking up my cross. Mm-hmm. There's some folk out there that are going to feel like that today because they are going to pick it up. Mm-hmm. After they heard the preacher preach them to death, mm-hmm. they still going to pick up that cross. What do you say?
I actually had a friend of mine who lost her mother on Easter. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that Resurrection Sunday for some is difficult. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's a day that you do feel like, let me just hang on to this cross and weep and mourn and do all those things that come along with grief, but just understanding that Jesus lives.
Uh-huh.
And because he lived, the song said, I can face tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know that he holds the future, mm-hmm. that life is worth living just because he lives. Mm-hmm. So that song just rings in my spirit this mm-hmm. morning to encourage somebody that because Jesus lives, you can too. You can pick up that cross and like the scripture says, follow him and not allow the cross to weigh you down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cross, whatever your cross may be, whether it be bitterness, anger, jealousy, the wages of sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God
Amen.
Is eternal life. So I think remembering the but is essential, you know, and moving forward in life, knowing that you have purpose,
yes.
that God has a plan for your life, that
yes.
God loves you,
Amen.
That he's concerned about what's concerning you. And because he's concerned about what's concerning you, he knows exactly where you are today.
Yeah.
He knows what you're going through. He knows the challenges that you face. But just know that the cross was put in place for those challenges.
Amen.
The cross was put in place for those situations that you're going through. And so you can live, you can move forward, you can overcome.
Amen.
You are an overcomer,
yes.
and you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength.
Amen. Reverend Jordan, I'm trying to keep this, and we're trying to keep them out there from picking up the crosses.
Oh, for sure. I think just being reminded that he was wounded for our transgressions,
mm-hmm.
you know, bruised for our iniquity, but the chastisement of our peace
mm-hmm.
is upon him, and by his stripes we're healed.
Oh, yes.
And we have to want to be healed, and he has already positioned us to be healed, to know that the scars are already there, and we just need to walk by faith, knowing and trusting that God is going to do all that he has claimed to do for us.
Yes.
And
yes.
in us.
Amen.
Because in us, the enemy is in some of us.
Wow.
And we need to know that is not of God, and to trust that we can be cleaned up and made over.
Amen.
And that is his desire for us.
Amen. Made over. That's so important. Reverend Gino.
I will say, we're not asking you to be perfect. We're asking you to...
What's perfection?
Christ himself.
Right.
Christ himself. And the thing about it is the perseverance to get in a closer walk with God is going to hit you with days of imperfection.
Yeah.
But it's going to purify your walk. It's going to get your walk steady. And we're asking you just to make an effort to trust.
Yeah.
Building your trust, it takes time. It's a relational thing. It's an emotional, it's spiritual. So it builds time. But we'd ask that if you would trust the person that's giving you the God to trust enough to the point where you can just really grow and blossom. Yeah. Some people are throwing the towel too fast.
Yeah.
They didn't get through round one. They already throwing in the towel.
That's true.
If we can get you from round to round
and
build your strength and your muscle around the gospel, the Bible, you know, we can teach you or build spiritual principles to weather any storm. Mm. But it's a trust thing. And it's a relationship, but it takes time.
Yeah, as in any relationship.
Absolutely.
And particularly when it's supernatural, because you have to definitely have faith and stay in it. You know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-mm.
It's a long time thing. It really is. And this is just, somebody asked me this yesterday, and I was surprised at the question. And I was like, oh, Lord, I can't believe you asked me that. Because I had an answer, but I don't know if it was the right answer. Somebody asked me, who made God? And I was like, oh, Lord, this one of them deep ones. Because I'm not going to be able to explain this where you get the fact that God is the creator. Who created the creator? He's the creator. I mean, you just feel like, no, and there's a simplistic answer, but is it? Have you ever been asked that question before, Reverend Jordan?
I don't think I've been asked that one.
Okay.
But I'm not surprised, especially now, because I think there are more questions that are being asked to validate God and, and Christianity and all those things that... Mm-hmm. That we see in this book.
Right.
And so because this world has gotten so far from the Creator.
Right.
That there are more and more questions being asked.
Yeah. So, I mean, then that could be the infinity question. Who created that creator? I mean, that could go on forever, literally.
Absolutely.
So if a person came to you that... you know, knew the Lord but didn't really know, have a close relationship, what would you answer?
Honestly, it's no quick answer for that. I must say that because if that person does not allow themselves to be open to receive the depth or the precision of the scripture. So people looking at God from a man's standpoint, not from a deity.
Mm.
You have to teach them the deity, the Godship, that there is no, he's eternal.
Yeah.
He's both beginning and end.
Right.
How do you tell somebody out on the street and get through a good...
Because they're going to come 5 minutes. With all kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's hard to explain that. It's hard. You know, I was like, oh, my God, it's like 9 o'clock. Are you serious? You want me to go deep on you now? I just, you know, I hope that...
That's what makes him God.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's why you should get to know him, because that's what power is.
This person does. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the church.
Oh,
yeah.
See,
that's a different conversation then.
But that's where we are.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
This is somebody that knows who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Knows him so well, I was amazed. Yeah. I was like, really?
Yeah.
It must have been a while since you...
And that often happens when you grew up in church, too.
That's right.
You just sort of, Christian. You inherited Christianity.
Because you don't see the stuff manifest like
that. Yeah, but you inherit Christianity. So you don't come to know him for yourself, relationship. It becomes, I grew up going to church.
Yeah.
Ritualistic, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's a whole other subject.
Yeah. It is.
Well, we got about 5 more subjects in here. We just uncovered today. You know, y'all just uncovering all this stuff today. But anyway, these are the things that Christians discuss and dwell on. And, you know, we can have a conversation. We can agree to agree sometime and not necessarily be ready to fight and fall out. Because, you know, sometimes Christians, you know, you say, if you don't believe like I believe, then you're wrong and I'm right. Mm-hmm. Anybody got time for that? Life is too short.
That's right.
Mark chapter 16, verses 5 and 7. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. And don't forget, take him with you everywhere you go." Mm-hmm. Now, before we close up shop, we want to ask Reverend Jordan where the church is located at service time.
97 Lewis Street, and we begin at 10 a.m.
Okay, Reverend Gino and Reverend Kareem.
415 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and we begin at 11:20 a.m.
Okay, so they start now, they can be on time.
They can. They can make it.
You got time. Now, we're going to close out in our normal fashion with a tag team prayer. Reverend Jordan, we're going to start with you, and we're going to wind all the way down to, I'm going to let Reverend Kareem finish, because I feel that she can close this prayer out like nobody's business today. Okay, Reverend Jordan.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this Resurrection Sunday. And Lord, we just embrace all the sacrifices that were made for us. And as we encounter others, Lord, just show us your will and your way to be an example that you have set for us. And Lord, yes, let us not think about the food or anything else, but just think about your spirit and to know that you do and you do live, and that you live and that you suffered and you died that we may live.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God, we thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel to the lost, to the sinner, to the brokenhearted, to the hearers, to the religious, to those that just need to hear clarity of the scriptures and the opportunity they can hear the gospel of the cross and the sweet victory that when you overcame it. And we thank you for each day that you've given us breath, life, health, and strength, because it comes beyond our own ability to do so, but it comes from a greater God that has the existing power to do it in real time. And we thank you, we believe you, and we trust you. Give us the words to speak, to say, and to deliver, that the lost may see you and see the cross and relevance.
And Lord, we thank you for sharing Kay and Zom Lawson. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to lift up your name. And Lord God, we thank you for the cross, and we thank you for your life, and we thank you, God, that you live on the inside of us. And God, as we go throughout this day, we ask that you would bless those that are hurting, those that are in pain, those that are disenfranchised, those that are going through. Help us to remember that you live, oh God. And we pray today that as we go throughout this day, we remember your ultimate sacrifice. And we remember who you are to us. And we thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the sunshine, God. We thank you for who you are in our lives. And we pray that something was said or done to bless your people. And Lord God, we declare and decree over the city of Nashville that it would never be the same. We thank you for the city of Murfreesboro that it would never be the same, but that we will remember who you are, God, and the sacrifice that you have made. And we thank you for resurrecting us, resurrecting every dead thing in us that is unlike you. And we thank you that we're rising in the newness of life, that we can be all that you have created us to be. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Just say that prayer now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am just saying. Well, I done had church, y'all. I'm ready to go home and turn on now.
I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Yes, Lord. Man, that was fabulous. I thank you all so much. And I will definitely be reconvening this session for sure. All right, Nashville, you have heroes, and you have a very blessed and highly favored day today. Get your week off to a good start for you tomorrow. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget, who loves you?
To What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.